if a car was stalled, say it needed gas, what would you do to get it going?
Scream, jump up and down.
What if it was just, what if the car had trouble starting? And what would you do to it to get it to start? Sometimes you get it to roll downhill, but to get it to roll downhill, you have to do something to it.
Push it.
Yeah. In the past tense, that's...
pushed.
Uh-huh. And if you did the opposite, that would be...
pulled.
Uh-huh.
And do you know, we were driving Saturday, when it was Friday night, when we were going up over the mountain to that party. There was a car out with some Mexicans that had pushed their car out into the Trans Mountain Road, perpendicular to the road. And cars were coming down. They were on the down side of the mountain. And cars were coming down, and I thought,
that's
oh, my Lord. And then they got out of the car and started to push it off the road again. And I thought, I'm glad I'm going over the mountain. I don't have to see this. But nobody was killed, so I guess they got it off the... But my Lord, they were just like, here's the road, and here they were, blocking that hole.
Wow.
Not, you know, left side of the lane. Yeah, oh, never mind. Scare me to death.
Which reminds me, what's the big road that goes through El Paso?
The freeway.
Mm-hmm. Is that the general term that you would use for a big road like that?
We also call it I-10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see. What do you call a short distance? You have to go
a little way.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a large distance, a considerable distance?
Long way, far.
Okay. And when you're leaving somebody, you say?
Bye.
Okay. And let's see what else. Terms for a railroad station. Do you have different terms for that?
Depot.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay. And if something is askew.
Crooked.
Okay. Or if something was... say this, okay, here's one thing that's in position. This thing is what to it? Or maybe it's over here. Oh, I know what I'm trying to get at. Okay, you've got it. You've got an intersection. Okay, and there's one house. There's one house over here and one house over here. Where? What is the relationship between these two houses?
Oh, catty corner.
Okay, and exactly. Something that is going every which way is doing what?
Going wild?
Okay. They suggest the term angling. Have you ever heard that as a term of motion? Angling? Something's angling?
No.
Okay.
You angle it and you turn it. Trip.
Yeah. It would be a direction rather than a motion.
Yes.
Okay. And if something is not plentiful, it is
sparse.
Okay. Or is there another word for that?
I don't know.
Oh, like the horny toads. They are
gone.
You don't see them anymore. You see one once in a while.
Yeah.
You say it is